Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector, and today we're going to be talking about things you really need to know about new RV factory warranties. Yes, new RVs do typically come with a warranty when you buy them, and the standard warranty in the industry is a one-year either limited or bumper-to-bumper warranty on RV parts and components. And usually, the manufacturer adds an additional structural warranty for 2 to 3 years in length. That's the standard across the industry. But some brands do offer better coverage for their RVs, and I'm going to give you a list of these brands so that you can check out what additional coverage they offer. The list includes Airstream, DRV, Integra, Jayco, KZ, Leisure Travel, Oliver, Winnebago, especially on their diesel pusher line, Escape Travel Trailers, Tiffin, and Newmar. These are the manufacturers that beef up their warranty some above the average. Now, they may do it in different ways. Some may increase the one-year coverage. Others may increase the structural coverage. But at least this is the information that I have, the best information at this point to offer you on what manufacturers increase their warranty coverage over the average. Now let's ask this question. What does the one-year warranty on RV parts and components cover then? Interestingly, warranties can be very different from one company, one manufacturer to another. So I encourage you, be sure you read and understand your RV's warranty before you go buy the RV from that manufacturer. But generally speaking, usually all RV components and appliances and parts are covered under normal use, what the factory considers normal use. Now, what they consider owner misuse or even abuse is not covered. It kind of boils down to the fact if you break it, well, it's not covered. If it breaks under normal use, then it is. But here's something to understand. If it's an appliance or a component that breaks under factory warranty, you may find that the manufacturer directs you to the supplier for the warranty work. Why is that? Well, all RVs are built at a factory and they assemble them, but RV manufacturers get their components, the parts, the appliances from a supplier network. These suppliers provide supplies for the entire industry. So when they put it all together and build the RV and you buy it, you have a problem with a certain appliance or component. Let's say, for instance, a refrigerator or an air conditioner or a furnace. You may find that that manufacturer says, well, you need to talk to the supplier and let them handle the work on that. Now, this is very irritating to some RVers. I've seen a lot of complaints about this. Just understand that this is sort of something that goes on in the industry. It does need to improve. It needs to be a better, a smoother arrangement for handling warranties that the manufacturer themselves takes care of. But if this comes up, just know that you're not being treated different than anybody else. It's kind of normal in many cases. Also consider that the structural warranty will be provided too, in addition to that limited or bumper-to-bumper warranty. And what does it cover? Well, all the components are covered in that first warranty. The structural warranty covers everything else: the walls, the floors, the ceiling, the roof, and so on. Now, because they don't break nearly as often, you get more years of coverage for the structure. But here's something to keep in mind. Some warranties will require that you do maintenance on those items for them to be covered under warranty. If that's the case, then be sure you know that before you buy the RV and you keep up that kind of maintenance. Now, here's one more thing you need to think about. You should ask the warranty provider, the manufacturer, about how the warranty work is going to be carried out. Ask them, where do you take the RV for warranty? Do you have to take it to a repair facility, one of their approved repair facilities? Or will they allow a mobile RV tech to come out where you are and perform warranty work? This is important. Know this in advance. Because sometimes, if you have to take it to a repair facility, they may be completely backed up with work. It could take weeks or months to get in there. On the other hand, maybe a mobile RV tech could come out and take care of it much quicker. But my point is, know what they require before the warranty work comes up, and that way you won't be surprised on that issue. Here's something else that surprises some RVers. Not all RV dealers will honor your factory warranty if you didn't buy the RV from them. Now, this is super irritating for a lot of RVers. They just can't imagine that, because when we buy a car, let's say a Toyota, a Honda, a Ford, well, we know that if we buy it from this dealer, but we are moving to somewhere else and then it breaks, we can take it to that dealer there and get the warranty work done. Why? Because all of these dealers are under franchise agreements that they have to honor warranty work no matter where the automobile or the vehicle was bought. That's not the case in the RV industry. There are very few franchise arrangements in the RV industry. Usually it's just an agreement between the dealer and the manufacturer to sell their product. So they are able to then refuse you for warranty work if you bought the RV somewhere else. Why would they do that? Well, first of all, understand, warranty work is not a profit center in an RV dealer. No matter what you've heard, no matter what some people say, it is not a profit center for a dealership. Also, communication between dealers and factories is generally kind of poor, and it can be bad on both sides. This is typical in the RV industry. So that slows things down big time. Also, in addition to that, there is a serious lack of RV technicians that are qualified to be able to do warranty work and so on. So all of this just adds up to a big problem when it comes time to do warranty work, and it's problems that some dealers don't want to go through if you didn't buy the RV from them. So here's what I recommend. Before you buy any new RV, if you're going to buy it outside your area, then I encourage you check first with the local dealer that sells that brand or that manufacturer. Make sure that they will warranty the RV you have bought, even though you don't buy it from them. This is critical. Because if you wait till the last minute, you have a problem come up, you need warranty work, they refuse you, you may have to take that RV on a very long trip to get the warranty work done. So know before you buy whether you can get the warranty honored locally or not. All right, so now let's consider that you've gone through your factory warranty and you're coming to the end of it. Well, a lot of people question, should I now extend that warranty or should I buy a service contract after it's over? Well, here's my thoughts on this particular subject. If you're a do-it-yourselfer and you have a towable RV that doesn't have a drivetrain, well, then you may not need an extra warranty after that. You can probably do a lot of the work yourself. And you'll need, of course, a well-stocked toolkit to be able to do that work. And you need some knowledge about how to do it. But if you have that, then you may be able to save the money and use it and apply it toward repairs. But if you're not a do-it-yourselfer, and if you have a drivetrain as part of your RV, like a motorhome, and especially if it has a diesel engine in it, you may well want to consider getting an extended warranty or a service contract that picks up at the end of your factory warranty. Why? Because it will help protect you against huge repair bills that can be associated with those kind of drivetrains. Now, I made a video on this subject that helps explain more. It gives you the pros and it gives you the cons and helps you be able to make a decision about whether you want to extend the warranty beyond the factory warranty period or not. I'll put a link to it in the description of both the video and the podcast, and that way you can check it out yourself. Well, this video is all about warranties, and hopefully what I have shared with you will help you understand factory warranties better, what they cover, what they don't cover, the ins and the outs, and some of the issues with them. And hopefully it'll help you make a better decision when it comes time to buy your new RV. And that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends, until next time.